Good morning, everybody. It's Josh Berson, and today I have a really exciting announcement, perhaps the most exciting announcement in my career, the launch of Galileo Professional, or as we like to call it, Galileo Pro. You can now get access to all of the research, all of the case studies, all of the vendor information, all of the benchmarks, all of the maturity models, all of the in-depth analysis we've done in human resources over the last 26 years for $39 a month in an incredible generative AI platform that allows you to merge our corpus of knowledge with yours and your practices in your company to build integrated, easy-to-use HR solutions, answer questions, generate content, develop RFPs, identify vendors in an ongoing basis using the platform of Galileo. But before I give you a little more information, let me play you a podcast generated by Google Notebook LLM that describes what's going on.
All right, so get this. Today's deep dive is taking us into the world of HR tech. Specifically, a new tool that's generating a lot of buzz. It's called Galileo Pro.
Galileo Pro.
Yeah, have you heard of it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the name's familiar for obvious reasons, right?
Right, and that's what makes it so interesting. It's not just some random startup. This is Josh Berson we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the Josh Berson.
Like the guy, the legend.
The guy with like 26 years, at least according to the marketing materials, 26 years of experience in HR research. He's launching this thing. So it's like, that's a statement right there.
Oh, absolutely. And that to me is what makes this, you know, right off the bat, so interesting. This isn't just some new app popping up. This is Berson putting his name on it, 26 years of watching these trends develop. And I think the fact that he's launching this now is a pretty big deal.
Okay, so you're saying it's not just some random Tuesday product launch. What is it about this moment in HR that makes something like Galileo Pro so significant?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. He's built his entire career on understanding this landscape. He's seen all the tools and technologies, you know, come and go. So for him to say that NW is the moment for this, I think suggests that he sees a real gap that needs to be filled, and he thinks this is the way to do it.
So let's talk about Galileo Pro itself and what we're seeing in the marketing materials, because they are interesting, to say the least. He's very clear about this not being just another LLM.
Right.
He keeps using this phrase, file system for HR knowledge. And honestly, every time I read that, I'm like, what does that actually mean?
Right, right.
And then there's this whole super duper duper chat GPT plus thing, which like part of me laughs.
Yeah.
But part of me is like, okay, but what is he actually getting at?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that playful language is very deliberate because he knows, we both know, HR professionals, we're bombarded with solutions that are just like jargon, jargon, jargon,
yeah,
like promising the moon and using all these buzzwords. And I think, you know, by using that kind of casual, almost like joking language, he's trying to make it seem approachable. But I don't think we should be fooled, right? I mean, this is the technology underneath is anything but simple.
Okay, so how does it actually work? I mean, if you had to explain Galileo Pro to someone who is like completely unfamiliar with all of this, how would you describe it? Like, what can you actually do with this thing?
So imagine like having access to this massive searchable library of HR knowledge. And we're talking everything from Berson's research to case studies to best practices. Like, it's all there. But, and this is where it gets really interesting, you can also upload your company's own HR documents. So your policies, your reports, anything that you want.
So it's like building your own, like, internal but also outward looking kind of custom HR knowledge base. Like, it's combining your internal stuff with his, like, broader insights.
Exactly. And that's just the beginning.
Oh boy.
Once you've got all that information in one place, that's when the AI kicks in.
Okay, so we're gonna leave it on a cliffhanger here.
A little AI cliffhanger.
I know, right? But we're gonna dive into how that AI actually works in practice in our next segment. So stick around. Okay, so we've got all this HR knowledge and then bam, AI. But how does it actually work? What are we seeing when we're using this thing?
So it's more than just searching, right? Like, you're not just putting in keywords and hoping for the best. Berson talks about the AI being highly predictive. So it's like, instead of you having to dig for answers, it's trying to anticipate your needs and proactively surface relevant insights.
It's like having like a little HR expert, like looking over your shoulder, being like, hey, have you considered this?
Exactly. You know, steering you towards like the best resources, the best solutions,
yeah,
like, you know, guiding you.
And he even uses the phrase, and this is where it gets a little, I don't know, Black Mirror-ish for me, agentic capabilities coming soon, which, like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It suggests that the AI could actually, like, take on more active roles, like, in your actual workflow.
Right.
Like, it'll start, like, drafting policies for you or, like, interacting with your other software. Like, whoa.
Yeah, like a true digital assistant, right?
Okay, but hold up, because, I mean, this all sounds great, but, you know, the first question anybody's going to ask is...
Show me the money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how much is this going to cost me? And here's where it's really interesting. $39 a month.
Yeah, and that is where I think the real value proposition comes in.
$39.
Yeah.
That's like, what, two lattes?
One latte. One very fancy latte.
Yeah, right. Okay, so one latte versus, like, this whole AI-powered HR knowledge base.
I mean, think about it, right? Like, you'd easily spend that, like, on a single HR report or a webinar.
Yeah.
But with this, you get ongoing access to this vast and, you know, continually updated knowledge base, those powerful AI tools that we just talked about. And then there's also, he's got all these additional resources built in. So there's the Galileo Success Center.
Oh, yeah.
Which has, like, videos, tutorials.
Right. Like, he's really trying to, it seems like, bring people along.
Then holding.
Yeah. Like, not just throwing this tech at you and being like, figure it out. He's like, no. We're going to, like, hold your hand. We're going to walk you through this.
I think it's smart, right? Because, again, it goes back to that thing of, like, he's not just selling software. He's selling a solution to a very specific problem that a lot of HR professionals deal with, which is information overload.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's got to be like almost the biggest challenge facing anybody in any field right now is just like, how do I even know where to start? What do I trust?
You know? Right. Exactly.
But that brings up another question, which is, you know, is it too good to be true? Like, are there things that maybe Burson's not telling us?
That's always the thing, right? With any marketing, it's highlighting the positives. But we need to be kind of savvy consumers of information here and ask the tough questions.
Okay, so let's put on our critical thinking hats here. What are some potential downsides, limitations, things to watch out for?
Yeah, well, I think the big one with any AI, right, is how is it trained? Like, whose data are they using? What biases might be baked into these algorithms?
Like, and then even if the underlying data is sound, what about the more practical questions? You know, like, his background is in research, it's in consulting. Can his team actually build and maintain this, like, sophisticated AI platform over the long haul?
Right. And on that note, I mean, we can't forget the human element here. You know, no matter how powerful this AI is, it can't replace, like, the nuanced understanding and experience of an actual skilled HR professional.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it really comes down to this. Is this a revolutionary game changer? You know, right. Is this like everything is different now? Or is this more of an evolution of existing tools, but just dressed up in this, like, exciting package?
That is the million-dollar question. And I think ultimately it's up to, you know, each individual user to kind of decide if this aligns with their needs, their budget, their comfort level with AI.
Yeah. And how much you're willing to trust the agentic capabilities
right.
that are coming soon. So that leaves you, our listener, with a lot to think about. I mean, you're bombarded with all this information about this new tool. It's hard to cut through the noise. Well, lucky for you, dear listener, that's what we do here at The Deep Dive.
That's right. We cut through that noise.
We bring in the experts. We try to make sense of it all and hopefully give you some food for thought.
And sometimes the best way to cut through the noise, I think, is to tune into a bunch of different channels, right?
Oh, for sure.
So don't just take Burson's word for it.
No.
And don't be afraid to, like, get your hands dirty, right?
Yeah, try it out. Yeah. And that actually, it makes me think about this other thing that Burson said, which really struck me, which is that he called Galileo Pro a lifetime professional platform.
Ooh, that's an interesting phrase.
And I was like, when I read that, I was like, what does that even mean? But the more I think about it, it's like, yeah. He's implying this isn't just a tool. This is like a shift in how we think about our careers, you know?
It's a very bold statement for sure. And it makes you wonder, like, if this is the future of HR, this world where AI is your co-pilot.
Right, like, buckle up.
What does that actually mean for you? Like, what skills and mindsets are going to be most valuable in that world?
Right, because if you can do all these things, all this research, the data analysis, all that stuff we've been talking about, then what are WE good for? What makes us as humans, you know, necessary in that equation?
Right. And I think that's the question, right? Like, the skills that can't be automated, things like critical thinking, emotional intelligence, the ability to build relationships, to navigate those really complex ethical situations, I think those are going to be even more important.
It's not about being replaced. It's about figuring out, like, how to leverage these tools to actually do your job better, to amplify your expertise.
Exact.
And I think that is maybe the biggest takeaway from this deep dive into Galileo Pro, you know? It sparked, hopefully, a lot of interesting questions for you about the future of HR. Maybe even got you thinking about experimenting with some of these tools yourself.
It's a rapidly changing world out there.
It is. So keep asking those tough questions. And until next time, happy diving, everybody.
Okay, well, there you go. And if you didn't realize it, that podcast was completely created by AI. And that gives you a sense of the power of the generative capabilities of systems like Galileo, given the large, massive, trusted corpus we're providing. Remember, you can get access to every piece of research we have ever done for $39 a month. That includes content that you would normally have to license from Lightcast, Oyster, Global Employment Practices, Benchmarks from Vizier, and Capability and Leadership Models from Heidrick & Struggles. And we have a lot more content to come. And not only do you get access to everything we have today, but every week we add more content to Galileo. So you, as a Galileo professional user, will constantly be getting updated information on new best practices, new vendors, new case studies, new benchmarks, new trends, right in your own generative AI platform. We are so excited about this announcement. You will be joining more than 1,000 users already who are using Galileo. Please sign up and call us if you have any questions. You can buy Galileo Professional in bulk. There will be new features and new capabilities coming. Just wait to hear what's next. Thank you all very much. Talk to you soon.